Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions from my lucky dip. So today, first question comes from Stephanie, who says, you often say that a curved hem is good to distract from a rounder belly, but should that hem still stop just below the fullest part of the belly? Then what do you do to cover the sides where the hem goes up? So yes, you can just, you know, and I think this is where it's try pinning it, try experimenting, because everybody is completely unique. So you have to always take recommendations and then look at what really works for you. So your body proportions are going to come into this as well, how long or short your legs are. If you've got longer legs, that curve can go down at the front further. If you've got shorter legs, you want it to just the point where it's covering your belly, but it's not overemphasizing it. So it's somehow, sometimes it's here, it's getting that balance right based on all your features. It's not just about body shape. It's not just about body proportions. It's not about just about body variations. It is all of them together. So therefore, do try different lengths, do try pinning, and then how much of a curve you want of that hem also can be impacted on the same sorts of things, how long your legs are. But a curve definitely takes away from having a horizontal across a wide point. So a curved hem is always a flattering hem for many of us. So do think about putting that curved hem, and then what the curve up does at the side is that it elongates the leg, so still leaving your leg without chopping you off and making your legs look shorter. So again, I would just experiment. So if you're going to do some alterations to your top to add the curves in, pin it different lengths, pin up different curves and see which you think. Take photos. Don't just look in the mirror, but take photos. It's really easier. Put the photos next to each other. When you can see them all in a row, you will start to go, ah, that is the best one for me. That'll give you the best idea. So it is the best way. But of course, you always have to experiment with all these things, because remember, these are all just guidelines and you've got to figure out what really works for you, because you're a unique individual. So I'd say, you know, like remembering that the curved hemline does take away from a horizontal, and horizontals are broadening, and it also lets you see that leg being longer. So it helps with the body proportions, particularly if you happen to have average or shorter legs, but you want to have it a little bit longer at the front to cover your tummy. Hope that one helps you. Kirsten says, I have a tiny short torso, coping with large boobs, bellies and booty, the three B's. And I've also got longer legs. So here we've got the shorter torso, longer legs. I'm over-hiding in sacks, but I find dressing my top really difficult to proportion well. And this is partly to do with they are not making clothes to fit your body. So part of what you are struggling with, and this is one of those things, is when you have non-manufacturing standard body parts, you'll often find that you really, really struggle because the clothes are not actually made to fit you. I know when I had, before I had my breast reduction, when I measured from the top of my shoulder to under my bust, it was 11 centimeters longer than the standard for all my other measurements, which meant this is why nothing ever fit me correctly. It really started to make sense about why it was so hard, why I was always frustrated, why I could go out shopping, try on a million different things and just be really kind of disgruntled and dissatisfied and feeling depressed about it. And it's because the clothes weren't made for me and my particular body. And this is where I think sometimes when you are outside of manufacturing standards, so this is where when you have a large bust, when you have, you know, different elements of a body shape that are harder to fit. So you find, oh, you know, I can never get the jacket done over my boobs, or you know, the arms are always too long, or there's something drawing attention in some way or other. This is sometimes where finding a great dressmaker can be a godsend, or learning to sew yourself, because then you can actually make all the adjustments to the pattern before the garment is made, so you have the extra space when you need it, and it's taken out where it's not required. So this is something that I would actually recommend if you're really getting frustrated with kind of general shopping. This can be the way to go, because once you understand what kinds of shapes you're looking for, then you can actually select things and have things made to actually work for you. So I do recommend that, you know, this can be a lifesaver. And you might be surprised that not all dressmakers charge through the nose. You'll often find that many are very reasonable, and you're, you know, getting, you know, paying the same as what you might pay at many of the middle range, you know, chain stores and mall stores, high street stores, whatever you want to call them. They're often not extreme in the way we can often assume that going to a dressmaker is a very expensive option. And of course, and this is why I think, because many people, the only experience of going to a dressmaker is getting a wedding dress made, which is an expensive garment. But for many of your regular everyday clothes, it's actually something that is much more affordable. And we'll stop that frustration, because I think that's the thing, is you're putting that time, that energy, you know, that we often buy things and we're never really happy with them, into this whole shopping experience, when sometimes it could be, you know, I can choose the pattern, the color, the fabric, all those sorts of things, and have it made to fit my body if I go and see someone. So I think that is one of those things, or learn to sew, that is, it just gives you so much more control over what you're getting. So finding tops when you do have boobs, bellies, busts, all those things that are outside of normal can be frustrating. And I find in particular it's the boob thing, because often everything's just too tight here, or it's too tight around your tummy, or it ends up you just wearing sacks because that's the only thing that fits over the top. So I would say that that would be a possible solution for your issue there, Kirsten. Last question today comes from Loretta. My hair is bright white in the front. However, the back of my head is a mix of dark ash blonde and white. My inclination is to dress for the front of my hair and not worry about the back. Is this a mistake? No, it's not. Because we are seeing you from the front. And really, a darker ash blonde isn't that dark. It's not like it's dark brown or black. I would be dressing for the light at the front, because this is how we are experiencing you most of the time. When people are interacting with you, they are seeing you from the front. And so therefore, it's what we're seeing at the front that matters the most. So I would say just, you know, absolutely wear the lighter colours, the colours that relate to you and your face and what is surrounding it. So those light colours, that white hair, and go with that. Don't worry too much that the back of your head's a little bit darker. Well, thanks for your questions. Please do keep sending them to me, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, if you'd like to know what colours suit you, what, you know, how to dress your shape, how it actually works, please join my 7 Steps of Style program, where you will discover all this and so much more, so you can stop having that kind of wardrobe churn where things come in, things go out, where things are just never right. It's identifying what really works for you so you can make the best decisions. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.